Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Big shout out, as always, to our producer, David. Hey, David, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Got a new dog over the last time I talked to you. He is a handful, but I'm telling you, my house is no longer quiet, which is it's a big relief.
That's good.
Yes. So, David, we have a special guest on today's episode, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about her before we jump right in with Courage to Heal. So, a native of Texas Panhandle, Sherry Freemill graduated from West Texas State University with a degree in elementary education. After teaching in an extensive career in youth ministry and pastoral leadership and management, she currently owns a nutrition club called Bulldog Nutrition and Energy and is the president of Courage to Heal. Sherry also owns and operates her nutrition company, Choice Nutrition. She is a mother of three sons, an Herbalife wellness coach, and a certified holistic life purpose coach. She coaches clients one-on-one in weight loss and fitness. She has 25 years of educational and ministerial experience, and her passion is to come alongside other women as they unfold, heal, discern, and really discover their life purpose. Her calling is to help others find courage to heal and join the journey. Along with leadership workshops, seminars, and coaching, Sherry has co-authored the Woman's Book of Empowerment and Confidence, 365 Daily Affirmations, which I have and I love, and Women of Courage, Volume 4. Please welcome Sherry Freemill. Sherry, it is so great to have you on today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Erica. It is such a blessing and an honor to be with you. Hello, David. I am super grateful for your tremendous talent. So hello, everyone. Time is precious, and I'm excited to share a little bit with all of you and of you giving your time.
Oh, Sherry, no, it's really our honor. And I had the privilege of reading your chapter in Women of Courage titled Death Be Not Proud, A Triad of Courage, Surviving a Death by Suicide. Truly an amazing and heartfelt chapter, and I am so sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Erica. I appreciate that. I'm just one of many that, are embracing the courage to embrace grief as we go through life.
And you know, we have to. I think we really, it's like feel the feelings and then move on. You don't ever forget them and they come up, but really embracing that grief is so important.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things that you really mentioned in your chapter that I wanted to get right into is the ratio of wellness in direct proportion. What do you mean by this?
Well, I have found over my lifetime is that we tend to get into the entrapments in our mind, and I call them entrapments because they feel like endless cycles that go through our mind. And I do believe that once we voice and we put those truths out there, or at least the truth according to our perceptions and how we feel and how we perceive things, it comes from the entanglement in our mind out into the open to where we can really, truly have the courage to heal and the courage to move on and the courage to be grateful and excited about life, regardless of what, you know, is happening.
And that is, you know, it's a good comment and it's a good learning basis. So in what ways have you seen this in your own life?
Well, you know, in speaking to the chapter that I was blessed to write, I have been in failed relationships. I've been in financial struggles. I've done self-medicating antics, you know, and when I turned 50, I just made it a complete mission to speak the truth as best I knew it for myself and to try to get better and better each day. And so that, you know, is incredibly important, and it came to fruition at the death by suicide of my child, is just speaking truth. And suicide did not have the ability to put shame on myself, my child, or my family in speaking the truth of that particular instance. So it's just so incredibly important.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's something that we don't talk enough about enough. You know, it's people hide suicide because they feel that they're shame, and it's not. And if we can really, as you say, speak your truth about it and really make it more common knowledge and understanding, it's not going to feel shameful. It's just like mental health issues, right? The secretive that people have been about that in the past, and how it was some sort of stigma around it. It's unfortunate that has to be, because in times of healing, people don't need to be shamed on top of that.
You are absolutely right, Erica. And it was, you know, I had made that commitment that I was going to speak the truth as best I could and as best I knew it. Little did I know how powerful that statement was going to be, that I would continue to speak truth. I had several people ask me, is it okay if we say, you know, what happened? Is it okay if we talk about the truth of this particular death? Is it okay if it's mentioned in public? And I had a resounding yes. Yes, we want to discuss this and we want to talk about it. So I just find that my personal relationship with healing is in direct proportion to my speaking truth. So I'm super grateful.
And when you say speaking your truth, so that our ratio of wellness is in direct proportion to speaking our truth, how is that relevant? How is that part of it, right? How does speaking your truth allow your wellness to be enhanced?
Well, I think it goes back to us being able to visualize and look at and hear outside of our own minds. And so you take that and you speak that, and then you are connected with more people who want to do the same thing. They experience the same thing, or it resonates with people. And, you know, as in all things, when you have a movement of healing, when it's more than you, yourself, and I, so to speak, there's power in that. And speaking it allows other people to open up and be more free, and also do a more of a collaborative type healing, which I absolutely love.
And I think that is one of the big things there, is you said collaborative healing, and being able to facilitate that and helping the grieving process, right? How has that helped your grieving process? The lifting everybody, you know, lifting others up.
Well, I found for me personally, the best way to overcome, the best way to seek encouragement, the best way to persevere is to realize that, number one, it's not all about me. And number two, there are other people out there experiencing not necessarily exactly the same thing, but things that are similar. And it just brings your eyes up. It brings your eyes outward, and you get a more global perspective, potentially, or at least a more family or community perspective, that you're not alone. This is real. This is life. And we're all in it together.
Absolutely. And I think that's a big thing for everybody to remember, that when we can open up, when we can speak our truth, we all are supporting one another.
So absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break, but before we do, Sherry, you're giving away a copy of Women of Courage Volume 4. So I want to tell our listeners, be the first caller at 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. We'll get your name, email address, all that information, and the first caller will win a copy of Women of Courage Volume 4. So Sherry, tell listeners, how can they reach you? How can you be contacted?
I can be contacted through S. Freemel. It's S as in Sherry, F-R-I-E-M-E-L at hotmail.com. It's S. Freemel at hotmail.com.
Wonderful. So when we come back, we're going to be going into surviving those still living. You're listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Do you drive yourself crazy trying to make important decisions? And when you finally do, then you start second-guessing yourself. Would you like to know why you do this and how to change it? You can. When you take time to go inward, you'll find a wisdom that resides in the body. Begin by quieting your mind and sending your awareness into your body. Notice where there may be a discomfort. Ask it what it wants you to know. Listen carefully. It will reveal what it is about making this decision which holds you back. You can keep asking for information until you reach the deep core value of what keeps you from comfortably making a decision and sticking with it. Awareness is the first step toward making change. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to welcome back our guest, Sherry Freemel. Thanks for being on the show today, Sherry.
Thank you, Erica. It's a joy.
Well, I am so glad you're here. And we're talking about a little bit about grief and really our courage to heal. And, you know, grief is a natural response to loss. It's the emotional suffering you feel when someone or something you love is taken away. And often the pain of that loss can feel overwhelming. And you may experience all kinds of difficult and unexpected emotions, from shock or anger to disbelief to guilt and profound sadness. You know, the pain of grief can also disrupt your physical health, making it difficult to sleep, eat, or even think straight. And these are normal reactions to loss. And the more significant the loss, the more intense your grief will be. And coping with the loss of someone or something you love is one of life's biggest challenges. However, surviving those still living is also difficult. So, Sherry, in Women of Courage, you stated, surviving the death of a child isn't only about death. What are things that you've experienced that led to this statement?
Well, Erica, as you have so eloquently expressed and defined the things about grief, it's just something that you would not expect as a struggle is to continue to live among the living when you have someone who's passed, to the other side, especially a child. And it's no fault of anyone. It's just simply people are uncomfortable. They don't know what to say. They have their own either theological or emotional backgrounds that they bring into the conversations. And so it's just almost more difficult just simply because of the messiness of conversations that others might have for their own growth and healing.
No, it's interesting that you say that, because I personally feel that I've had a friend, and it wasn't through suicide, but she lost her son. And I know I wasn't a good friend. And it wasn't because I didn't want to be there for her. I didn't know what to say.
Right.
I didn't know how to comfort her. I didn't know how she was grieving. And, you know, I know how I may have, I mean, you never know until you actually experience something like that, how I may have wanted to be left alone. You know, who knows? I hadn't experienced it, but I can imagine at some point I'm like, well, what do I do now? How do I reach out more? And is it kind of too late? So it is, it's that not only about the death, but then I feel like sometimes the survivor, you know, like in your case, the parent is the one who has to comfort somebody else, right? That you have to feel like, oh, it's okay. Don't be sorry that you haven't reached out, or don't be sorry. It's surviving everybody else around you.
Correct. And I think that survivors of suicide, I know that we try other people's patients. I know that. When you've experienced a trauma like that, it's not that we mean to try your patients. We just process things a little bit deeper. And anybody who's gone through traumatic grief or, you know, the loss of loved ones, especially a traumatic loss. And by that, I mean totally unexpected. It might have a piece of violence to it. There might be things that trauma is attached to grief, not just simply the grief of loss, you know? And so it just changes things for people. And so I think the more we know about this particular grief and trauma, the better we can support each other and let it go, you know, move forward.
Well, and I think that is really, it's profound, right? And I know in the chapter you've talked about the top 10 things you might consider about survivors of suicide. And I thought those were some really, I don't want to say tips, is probably a poor choice of words, but you know, each person's experience is different. But what are some tips for continuing on that you would give to our listeners?
I think one of the things to understand is that a survivor of suicide has been pushed beyond any limits that they ever wanted at the news of a suicide. So the urgency and pushing of others, you know, upon us kind of seems irrelevant. So we have it somewhat together. We just don't have it at warp speed. We stare a lot, which is funny. And I've had people look at me and then I realize that I'm actually staring at them. And it's simply because something about that particular person is taking me into a place of remembrance of my child, you know?
Right.
So those are some things. I think it's not personal if a survivor avoids something about you or their friends, or, you know, it's not personal. It's quite possible that people are triggers for survivors of suicide. I know that it's difficult for me to attend backyard barbecues or particular places that have the actual images and things of the death, you know, the death scene of my child. So it's not personal. And I think that's hard for people to realize, that it's just simply a trigger that we're trying to get past. Something too that's interesting, and I know we'll get to it in our next segment, is the pull of the other side is extremely real some days. And, you know, that's something that we can reflect on more as far as, you know, being a survivor of suicide.
Yeah. Well, and I think that is, like what you've said, is so important for others to understand. It's that many times you need to remove yourself from a situation that reminds you of your son because it's painful. So it's not that you aren't interested in interacting. It's there might be the need to find different ways to interact.
Absolutely.
And I think if we understood that, meaning the other people, right? The surviving, those living, the non-survivors, we'll call them, is that if we can understand that a little bit better, we can help the adjustment period. It's not that we're trying to make you forget by any means, but help you see where there can be other ways to interact. And I think that's really important. And it might be unfortunate, but it might be you have to cut ties with people just because of the depth of the relationship that you have with them and the basis for that.
Correct. And that's, you know, ties in so well with Get Rooted Radio, in that living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Suicide changes people, you know, surviving that. And it's okay. It's okay. And to move yourself into a position that is helping you move forward and also helping others understand it all. So I totally agree with you. And it's, you know, there's such a stigma with suicide, and it was interesting to learn the history of even places that people who have died by suicide were not accepted into the regular, you know, area of a cemetery. They might have been asked to be placed outside of a particular boundary, or, you know, and so the stigma is extremely, extremely deep. And so one of the opportunities and joys and blessings from this particular experience is just to learn and to educate others, you know.
And I think that's great. I mean, especially when, I don't want to say you shouldn't have to educate, and because that's not necessarily your role, but for taking that on, I think that is so helpful for other people who may go through the same experience, but also for friends of those going through an experience. It's going to be so insightful to understand what makes the people tick or what upsets them. And again, everybody's different, and by no means am I trying to lump everybody in a category. It's just like losing somebody. every experience is different. You know, how did they lose their friend, their family member, their child, whatever it might be, is going to be very different. And it doesn't mean that the pain is any less raw or any less real than anybody else's. But I think that is so remarkable that you're choosing to use your loss as an education for other people.
Well, and I think it too goes back to speaking truth. You know, it's just more about the ratio of speaking truth to opportunities to heal.
No, absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, Sherry's giving away a copy of Women of Courage, Volume 4. It's not only her chapter, which again, that title of her chapter is Death Be Not Proud, A Triad of Courage, Surviving a Death by Suicide. But many other talented writers are in this book, and you're going to really definitely want to get a copy of it. So the first caller at 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. And Sherry, tell listeners how they can reach you again if they want to learn more about your services, or if they have some, you know, stories to talk to you and some relations that they can make with you. How can they reach you?
Yes, they can reach me at sfremel@hotmail.com. Again, that's sfremel@hotmail.com. And that's how they can reach me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sherry. So when we come back, we're going to discuss having courage to look at all realities of life. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence: focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on consciousconfidence.com.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Let me ask you, how do you start your day? Do you wake up anxious and on edge, already feeling the pressure of your giant to-do list? Or do you wake up feeling calm, collected, and excited to start your day? Here's the little secret. How you start your day sets the tone and foundation for the rest of your day. A stressed morning creates a stressed, just reacting to everything day. A calm and connected to self morning leads to aligned and confident choices that help you reach your goals. So take a good look at your morning routine. What can you do to set up a healthy foundation for your day? To get some ideas and a sneak peek into my own Coffee with the Universe morning routine, go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net.
Back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit getrootedradio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's getrootedradio.com. I'd like to welcome back our guest, Sherry Fremo. Thank you again for your amazing story and having the courage to share with all of us today, Sherry.
Thank you, Erica. It's a blessing.
Thank you. So Sherry has written a chapter, if you missed the earlier segments, she's written a chapter in a book named Women of Courage, titled Death Be Not Proud, A Triad of Courage Surviving a Death by Suicide. And Sherry's going to be giving away a copy. So I don't believe we've had a caller quite yet. So if you would like to get a free copy of this book, you will go to 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now, Sherry, do you have these this book up on your website as well?
I do have this book on the website.
If you're not a lucky winner of a free copy, you can get a copy from Sherry's website. And what is your website again, Sherry?
I'm looking. We've just launched a new website, Erica, and I, if I can get back to you with that, that would be great.
No problem. You can also, I know I put the link out on Transformation Talk Radio under the show's episode. So listeners, if you want to get your copy and you are not the lucky winner of a free copy, you can check out Sherry's website right on the Transformation Talk Radio, Get Rooted Radio page, and you can get a copy of Women of Courage right from her website. So during times of loss, we experience so many changes, and I cannot even imagine losing my son, but have lost many close to me, including both of my parents. And I know during those times, I had a very different perspective and my view of reality was altered. So Sherry, how has experiencing loss through suicide changed your view of the realities of life?
Well, I've certainly learned that control is a myth. I've absolutely learned that, especially as a parent, we tend to have these grandiose or false realities that we are in control, and most often we are not. So I would say that that's the biggest way. And also, just from losing a child through suicide, it puts you in a position of suicide prevention. And I know that that's a really big thing in our society today. And everyone is trying to, not everyone, but people are trying to figure out how is this preventable? What can we do? What, you know, with the numbers increased on a daily basis, currently, I think the suicide prevention calls are up 600% in our society. So, you know, it's just one of those things where we must have the strength to look at life's struggles. I think when we envision our way through life in some particular way that's not reality, that we just need to have the courage to the grounding effects of extreme circumstances. I think that opens the door for people to speak their truth.
And it's not uncommon for people to have that lapse, that perspective change, right? I mean, you would think, you know, and many people say in very various circumstances that I would never, right? I would never rob a bank. I would never hurt somebody physically. I would never do X, Y, and Z. And I think until you've experienced that situation, it's so hard to ever say never or always.
Correct.
And I think if we start opening ourselves up to the different possibilities, we have a better understanding or potential ability to make sure that our perspective and our realities aren't altered to an extreme. I mean, they're going to change no matter what. It's just like when somebody is diagnosed with cancer, they may start doing more prevention, right? Like they want to, I want to get the word out about breast cancer or pancreatic cancer or lung cancer, whatever it might be. Or it's like, if you buy a car, I mean, this is a very unrealistic example, but if you buy a car, a red car, next thing you know, you see a bunch of red cars. It's opening up people's eyes to suicide prevention, to the signs of it, and really being able to educate people so that we can move forward.
Right. And I think part of the most important part of education is that we have the opportunity to look at life struggles. I mean, just to have an open conversation about life struggles and have the freedom to speak our truth, to speak what's going on, and to get it out from the entrapments of our mind, as I shared earlier, and just to take a look at it and to be open to those types of conversation. I think that that is possibly one of the most important things to prevention, you know, because you often hear survivors of suicide say, we didn't see it coming. We had no idea. You know, those particular types of things that we think we can control. But just to be able to have the conversation, the strength and courage to look at life struggles for all of us, for all of us.
Yes. Yeah. No. And I think when we can open up our eyes and our hearts to see the sign and be the person that reaches out. You know, I hear people sometimes say, well, if they needed help, they should have reached out, right? And that's not the case in many times. We need to be able to reach out, even if somebody is strong. Sometimes they're the ones who need it the most, is to reach out and help that helping hand to not only before, right? I mean, after, of course, but before, so that we can potentially prevent it. You know, that is so important.
Right. You know, I often write or speak about if we could walk together in the shadow of the valley of death, I think that we'd be on to something in the realm of prevention, you know, and it's a scary walk. It is a shadow. And, you know, hindsight always says we were walking in the shadow of the valley of death. We just didn't know it. And so I think for us to be more aware that possibly now more than ever with pandemic, with things that are happening, people truly are walking in that shadow. They're walking there. And for us to have the courage to just to be grounded in that and just to walk with, you know, I think it's so important.
And it is just as a title that you said, the courage to heal is to heal yourself and also to assist in healing of other individuals. And I mean, you talk about a triad of courage, and we're going to talk about the final one during our next segment. But we first talk about speaking your truth, and that's the one of the triads. What is the second triad?
Well, the second triad is in reference to just surviving those that are still living. You know, the ability to speak our truth and with those that are still living so that we don't become isolated, so that we don't feel like we're the only ones, that we don't have, you know, people in our lives that we can walk with is so important.
And I think that helps in having that courage to look at all the realities of life.
Right. You know, because life is a struggle. And I think sometimes that's not something that people want to talk about or discuss. And so I think the more we talk about it, the less struggle it can be.
Completely agree. More we can all open up together and we can have open and honest communications is how we're going to help others in so many ways.
Right.
So We're going to take a quick break, but before we do, Sherry's giving away a copy of Women of Courage Volume 4. Be the first caller at 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. And to get a copy of the book, if you're not the lucky winner, go to the Transformation Talk Radio Get Rooted Life episode, this episode, and you will find her website. You can get a copy of Courage, Women of Courage, Volume 4, right on her website. And Sherry, tell listeners how they can reach you if they want to speak with you directly and learn more about your services.
Yes, it's sfremel@hotmail.com. It's S as in Sherry, F-R-I-E-M-E-L @hotmail.com.
Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to round out today's discussion on the clarity of purpose. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. We're going to talk about not clarity of purpose, that love is a voluntary attitude of courage, but that is going to get some clarity for your life purpose. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? Well, you are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th for the International Conference on Resilience for Women as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Walk away with the tools and inspiration to motivate and empower yourself. Don't miss this global online event, Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Stories packed full of possibility, power, and of course, resilience. Be empowered, inspired, and committed to your own well-being. Coming together with powerful women, knowing that you are not facing life alone. Get your tickets now at resilientwomensconference.com under the register tab. That's resilientwomensconference.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Tune in to the show, Heart Change Consciousness, with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed Any of the information during the last segments, go to getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events, and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at getrootedradio.com. We've been speaking with Sherry Fremo, author and coach. Sherry, tell folks how they can reach you again and some of the services that you have to offer.
Thank you, Erica. It's a blessing to be here. They can reach me at sfremel@hotmail.com. And also on Erica's page is the link to my website. I am currently in a physical nature. I own a nutrition club. But I've also found that weight loss, the journey of weight loss, is incredibly tied to our emotional wellness as much as our physical wellness and our spiritual wellness. So I'm a holistic coach that comes alongside women and not only in a weight loss journey, but also in an emotional weight loss journey. I love to help people shed some of the heaviness of life and to move forward.
And I could not agree with you more that everything is connected, you know, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, it is all tied together. So understanding those root causes of maybe your, you know, weight fluctuations or weight gain, you need to understand what's underneath it, right? And
correct.
I cannot not agree with you more on that. That is, and so important for folks to remember that when one thing is off, it's like a wheel. If your tire is flat, it's going to be a bumpy ride. So you're going to have to see where are you balanced, right? Where are we? Are we focusing too highly on one area to the detriment of another? And being able to open up and look within to see what's happening and where that's taking place is so very important.
You are so right, Erica. It's just a compilation of so many things. And I think that as women, a lot of times we struggle with weight loss, weight gain, because we do not recognize the importance of staying balanced in spiritually, emotionally, mentally, those sorts of things.
Oh, yes. It's incredible how we just assume that it's either we're not eating right or we're not exercising enough. Other underlying issues that will maybe cause you to not eat right or not exercise right.
Absolutely.
So Sherry, if anybody has missed it, Sherry has written a chapter in one of the collaboration books named Women of Courage, Volume 4. Her chapter is titled Death Be Not Proud, A Triad of Courage, Surviving a Death by Suicide. And we've been talking about the different triads of courage throughout this, these different segments. And really, the last one is the final one is where I would really love to hear more about. And you're saying it's love. And you mentioned that love is a verb. You know, so tell me, how do we find courage to love in the aftermath of suicide survival?
Oh, Erica, you know, compassion means to suffer with. And love is a voluntary attitude of courage. I think to come along beside someone and suffer with is compassion. And that requires a tremendous amount of love. You know, suicide is a failure to cope in a self-defined crisis. It's just a failure to cope in a self-defined crisis. And how do we cope if we can't speak our truth? You know, I believe that my son Drew did the best he could with what he knew at that moment, at that self-defined crisis, you know, and I often say in times of judgment, but for the grace of God, there go I. You know, I believe that in any given circumstance, everyone has the propensity towards failing to cope. You know, it's just, in that experience, I have found a way to love my son like never before. And so I'm extremely grateful for that particular piece to this whole experience of surviving suicide. It's just learning a way to love him that much more.
Yeah. And I think that you have, like you said, that everyone has that propensity towards failing to cope, you know, and I think that is a good thing to examine, right? I mean, it's not that somebody doesn't want to cope, right? It's not that they're giving up. It's, do they know how? And are we giving them the tools in how you say the prevention side of it? How do we get these tools out to everyone, right? No matter their status, no matter their age, so that they do know how to cope, that we are having open conversations so that it's not something that's hidden or am I only having these thoughts or I must be the only one. I can't talk to anybody about this. It's giving them the tools so that they have these tools in their toolbox so that they can cope.
Right. You know, and I think providing a safe space.
Yes.
I've always been a fighter. I've been a survivor of many things. And it wasn't until I wrote in the book, it's 545 days and counting. At this time, it's been a few more days. But I actually had a moment of that connection to the depths of suicide care consideration. And that's the point that I think we fool ourselves if we ever were to think that on one hand, we can be incredibly strong, but then also on the other hand, we can go into a place. And just to be aware of it and talk to people about it, you know, because then, like I said, it comes out of our minds, it comes into a conversation, and then we feel that we have a support system. If it wasn't for the courage to love myself enough to talk to a dear friend and to speak about the pull, you know, the pull of the other side is what I call it, you know, yeah. When you have a child that's on the other side, just to be able to have a conversation, because on the outside, I was this, don't give up, you know, I was selling signs of don't give up and you matter. And I still do that to this day, but there was a couple of days there that I felt like such a fraud. And had I not reached out, you know, and had the courage to love myself enough to speak my truth, I might not have been able to pull out of that.
And I think that's that you call it the magnetic pull, right? A pull to the other side. And I think that in you, in so many ways, you can really resonate now because you've felt that you have that understanding and you can have that compassion. And I think that is one thing that never makes you a fraud, right? Because you understand and you can tell people, and it's just like nutrition. So you can still eat healthy and be clean 90% of the time, and the 10% that you're not doesn't mean that you've lost it, right?
Right.
It's knowing that you may have those feelings, but you now have the tools, and you know you have the ability to speak up and talk to somebody. It's giving others that same strength and ability, and I think we could all work for that. And work towards that.
And I think sometimes we don't realize that when we do, when we are vulnerable, we actually give someone else permission. You know, just as when we achieve great things, when we push beyond limits, when we are empowered, we also give other people permission to go for it, to do their goals, to reach their dreams, you know, to move beyond old thought patterns. But the opposite is also true, that when we are vulnerable and we do speak our truth, we also give people permission to be human, you know,
yes.
And that is where the healing comes. And if it weren't for that particular moment in my life, I, like I said, it helped me love my child in a way that I have never loved him before. I had a more deeper understanding, compassion and acceptance of his decision. Not to say that I think the decision was okay. I just had a tremendous amount of compassion for that particular decision that he did make.
Yes. Well, Sherry, we are out of time, but thank you so much for joining us today. And you truly are a woman of courage. It has been a pleasure and honor having you on the show today.
Erica, I am so grateful, super, super grateful. And I hope that if this resonates with anyone, that they have the opportunity to speak their truth and to step into a more courageous life.
Yeah, so I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific time right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day. I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.